If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 155. That's right. The title of this show says it all. In 1 month, I doubled my Instagram growth. And today I'm going to tell you the how. The methods might surprise you, the outcomes will shock you, and you'll find out how you can implement this strategy starting today. I feel like I'm Chris Harrison on The Bachelor, like the most shocking episode yet. But are you guys ready, gold diggers? Because it is time for me to share my secrets, and I am holding nothing back today. Now, since this episode is all about Instagram, I have one request for you. If you are tuning in to today's show, I have an assignment. Will you screenshot you tuning in and post it up to the gram in your stories or in your feed and tag me, because I want to see you and I want to hear what you think. I am so excited about this episode because it all started from a little experiment, and I'll tell you all about that in just a minute.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
I was looking at my feed and I wanted something more, but I didn't know more of what. You guys all know that I am a numbers and a stats freak. Like, numbers just make me feel good. I know where I'm at. I know where I'm sitting. And so I just started digging into my Instagram post performances. Now, when is the last time that you actually analyzed what was happening? That you didn't just dismiss a post for being posted at the wrong time, or you didn't just assume that your audience hated something because you just posted it once and it kind of fell flat. Now, I'm not talking about in an obsessive way. I know so many of us struggle with this comparison game, and we start to get analysis paralysis and we wonder, like, what do I even have to post today? But I wanted to look at it with a curiosity that might lead to discovery. And that's what I was doing. Now, I have to preface this entire show with the fact that I have the healthiest relationship with Instagram that I think I've ever had. I feel so excited to share my life. I feel excited to engage with my audience. I feel excited to post when I go to post. And it hasn't always been like that. I feel like every single day I see one of my friends post something about how they're struggling with Instagram, or how it's so overwhelming, or how they want to delete the app. And I get that, but there has to come a place and a time where you understand it for what it is. It's just an app on your phone, guys. For me, it is a way that I am preserving my legacy. It is a way that I am impacting the world. It is a way that I am showing up in my story. It is a way that I am marketing my business. And so What I was so excited about is just taking a little time to scroll and look and see where people were excited to engage and where there were crickets and to see what people were interested in. And so what I started to recognize is that I was able to kind of know how well a photo would do before I shared it. Do you ever get like that where you have this photo and you're excited to share it, but you're like, oh, this one's not really going to do good because there's not a cute puppy in it. Or this one's going to do so well because people are oddly obsessed with my couch. Or this one is going to fall flat because I'm trying to promote something that I'm doing. But I come from the school of thought that I'm going to share things whether or not they're going to get one like or 1,000. But you also know that I love strategy. Like, strategy is my middle name. I am just fascinated with the world of marketing, and it excites me. Like, it excites me so much. And so when I realized that before I was even posting, I would kind of know how an image would do in my feed and where I was, quote, falling short, I started to think a little bit. What did all of this mean? What did I find when I was looking? And I realized this one big thing. I had realized that anytime I shared an image with me in it, it did 3 times better than anything else. 3 times. That is a lot. Even if you have 10 likes, 3 times, 30, that's a lot. If you have 1,000 likes, 3 times, 3,000, that's a lot. And I started to realize that whenever I was getting approached to do collaborations or influencer programs, they made sure that I was in the photo. These brands were very, very conscious of what was happening. And so I was like, what? Like, how are these photos of me doing the best? Like, I was this girl. If you scroll back in my feed, you will not see me, because I was the one sharing the perfectly styled bouquets or macaroons or beach sunsets. I was sharing the sleek white backgrounds and minimal decor. But as my brand has grown and as things have changed and shifted and as the marketing world continues to evolve, the numbers weren't lying. My best performing photos had me in it, and I was shocked. So I was preparing to leave for our 5-week sabbatical, and I was getting all my ducks in a row. I was talking to my team about what needed to happen. And what is so fun for me about taking time away is giving my team the autonomy to function on their own, to chase dreams that they've been dreaming, to take a Friday off and go snowshoe, to really just dive into their job and their roles without having somebody, you know, adding things to their plate or changing their direction. And so I decided that since I had committed to taking 5 weeks off, that I wanted to do an experiment. My question for you is this: like, when is the last time that you just experimented with something? I feel like nowadays we are all craving systems. We're like, give me A, B, C, and I will do them over and over and over again. And if you tell me that they're going to work, it's going to work. But when was the last time that you actually decided to try something different, to sample out something, to evolve what you're currently doing? So I was on Slack where I little messaged my team, and I would talk to my sister, and I said, okay, starting on February 1st, I am going to share photos of me for a month straight. And there'll be an occasional thing to break it up, but I really want my feed to be so much me that I'm sick of me. And I said, I just want to see what's going to happen. I want to experiment for this month and just see if anything changes. I want to challenge myself to be documented on vacations, because there have been so many trips in my life where I come home and I have so many photos of Drew and I have so many photos of these beautiful scenes and it looks like I wasn't even on vacation. And so I said, I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and I'm just going to try it. And I'm going to see if it impacts anything. And I didn't tell anyone about this experiment. I just wanted to see if anyone would notice, if there would be any change, and how I would feel in all of it. And so I decided, like, this is a perfect time. After I saw all these numbers, and I wasn't busy with work and bombarded with launches and content creation, I wanted to see what the impact would be if I just went all in on this. There was no better time. I was on sabbatical. I wasn't consumed with work. I wasn't promoting a lot of products. I could just show up as myself with honest captions in a low stress situation. And while I'm in Hawaii, I actually dress up and wear real clothes. And of course, we have beautiful views to take fun pictures in. And I think the world thinks we live in Hawaii a lot more than we actually do, but we just take a lot more photos. When you're on vacations, your camera is with you everywhere. When you are in real life, it isn't the case. And so I committed to it. It was a perfect time to try out my theory. I was going to post photos of myself for a month straight. So let's talk about how this experiment felt. To be honest, I felt entirely narcissistic. I would message my sister and be like, are you sick of me? Because I'm sick of me. Are you sick of seeing pictures of me? Do I look like I am obsessed with myself? And I was worried, like, am I going to lose followers? Like, are they going to be so confused? Like, does Jenna think she's a fashion blogger now? Does Jenna think she's like the queen of the empire now? Would I run out of photos? Like, did I really just commit myself to getting in front of my camera every day? Like, that is so annoying. But the curiosity continued and I started to just go for it. And it really felt uncomfortable at first. But I quickly realized that it's also kind of fun to challenge myself to be in my photos and to not just take them. And it also, let's be honest, it also made Drew a much better photographer. A lot of times you guys ask, like, how do you have so many pictures? I just got a DM from somebody yesterday that said, do you think it is possible to be a success on Instagram without having a camera crew follow you around 24/7? And I died laughing because it's my husband and he is not a photographer, you guys. He is not a photographer, but I am. And so here's how we do this. I have to spill the beans on this. So I will make him stand or sit or do whatever I want to do in the photo. I will have the vision. I consider myself the art director. I will make him do that and I will set the camera up. I'll get the settings just right. I will take the picture of him, how I want him to frame the picture of me. I'll show it to him and then I'll say, do that. And let's be honest, he probably takes about 30 pictures and I use one of them, but he has gotten so good. And so I am on this like ever-growing journey to decipher how to love myself and how to share myself in this season. And while I am such a confident, vivacious, happy person, like this also has just been a really long, trying season. And for the last 2.5 years, our lives have been consumed with trying to get pregnant, getting pregnant, losing babies, figuring out what's next. And it's been this journey on me, both internally and externally, on self-love and those conversations and narratives in my head. And it's really been a struggle. Like, I do not think I am the most beautiful person out there. I do not love my body the way it is. But... in getting in front of the camera, I started to see my worthiness in a new way. I started to see this beauty from within in a way that I hadn't allowed myself to before. I started to love these little things that I'd hated for so long. You guys, I did not show my arms in photos for over a year, probably 2 or 3 years. They're showing up everywhere these days. There are things about me that this journey helped me to understand, to get excited about, to value. And it also gave me a chance to share more of our lives and to tell more meaningful stories because I wasn't over there trying to caption like a flower with something deep and vulnerable. Do you ever read posts and you're like, wait, what does this have to do with the picture? Because I did that. I did that a lot. And so, I mean, it felt weird. It felt narcissistic, but it also felt liberating. It felt exciting. It felt, I don't know. I mean, I just look at those pictures and I remember those days so much better than if I would have just taken a picture without me being in it. So I'm sure you're wondering, okay, so what did this experiment lead to? Out of the last 40 posts, there were only 8 without me in them. And most of those were just the quote images that I love to use to inspire and to give other people content. So I was showing up in 80% of my images, 80%. Now, to give you kind of a ballpark of what a good engagement rate is, and this is for people that have less followers. So once you hit like 100K, your engagement rates go down just because out of those 100K, obviously not everyone really cares about what you're doing. So engagement rates between 1.64 and 3.48 are considered to be good. Okay. 1.64 and 3.48. So anywhere between 1 and 3.5, that's considered to be good engagement. I was consistently hitting 6%, 9%. I even had one post that went almost viral and I got 21% engagement. That is unheard of. So I was sitting at double, almost triple what is considered a good engagement rate. This is where it all gets crazy. How exactly did showing up in my feed consistently change my Instagram game? Here are the facts.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady, recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
So since I told you I love numbers, I'm also going to tell you a little secret. I have a note on my phone, on my iPhone, and I track my growth rate. I think it's so interesting. And it's not because I'm obsessed with how many followers I have, but it's because I want to look at like what is influencing this growth? What is helping fuel this community? What is helping raise my level of impact? And so I love numbers. Numbers give me security. Kind of a creepy problem. But I have a note in my phone and I track kind of each month where I'm at with my followers. And so between January and February, before I did this experiment, I went up 6,000 followers in a month, which is a lot. I mean, that is a lot. You know, when you do the math, it's what, 1,200 or so a week. That's a lot of followers each week adding to my feed. But when I did the experiment from February to March, I over doubled that. I went up 13,000 followers in 1 month. Okay. That's crazy. That is crazy. Now, my engagement was also higher than ever because I think my audience started to feel like they got to know me even more. I wasn't just showing up once every 6 or 9 tiles. I was showing up so consistently that I became more of a real person. My brand got a new personality. People got to see my fashion sense and got to hear my heart in a new way because the face was right there. They could hear whose voice was being shared. I also started to have a problem. I was getting so many emails for brand deals and sponsorships and influencer agreements. My brand was getting so much engagement, and other companies and brands were seeing this. They were seeing that personality. They knew if I was the right influencer for them or not. So our inbox became a problem. I mean, it legitimately became a problem. Poor Caitlin was in there every single day, and it was these companies that wanted to work with us. And they saw that I was wearing these different clothes and these items, and they wanted me to wear theirs next. They saw that level of engagement. They saw what my community was saying. They saw what they were getting excited about, and they wanted me to be showing their products and wearing them. So now it's time to apply all of this to you. This experiment was really a lot of fun. I mean, it took so much pressure off of me while also just liberating me to be reminded that people care about me. A lot of my students, when they first take my course, the Instagram Lab, they are so resistant on showing their face. They're like, no. People care about my products. People care about my photos. People care about my dog. People do not care about me. And at the end of each year, when we do those top 9, where you just see which post got the most engagement on, my audience is shocked because I was right. A lot of times people care about them more than anything else. And so if you are wondering, like, well, what does my Instagram say about me? Where I'm at today? What does my user habit say? How do I feel about Instagram in general? I created this epic quiz, and it will tell you what your grammar personality is. And the results are freakishly accurate. We had thousands of people take it within the first 24 hours, and the amount of messages saying, get out of my head, you are so creepily accurate. It just makes me laugh. So if you want to take this quiz, just go to igquiz.com. Again, igquiz.com. Take it. It takes 1 minute. It's going to pump out results, but it's also going to connect you to other Instagrammers that are in that same group as you. And it's going to give you tangible tips to grow your Instagram, grow your presence, and to really show off what that personality is. So again, just go to igquiz. I'm so excited about this quiz. So let's apply all of this to you. First question is this: when was the last time you just experimented on social media? When was the last time that you just took the pressure off and you committed to trying something different, whether it's showing up on your stories or posting photos of something other than the work you do or taking selfies or showing up without makeup on, whatever that is? When was the last time that you just allowed yourself to experiment, that you dropped the systems and removed the apps of when you need to post and stopped worrying about the hashtags and just experimented? It is an app. It is meant to be fun. Put the fun back in it. Try something. If I would have never just committed to trying something, I would have never had this episode to record to share this with you. Is there anything that you've been wanting to just try, but you're holding back? Maybe it's art you've never shared, or a hobby that you've never put out into the world, or a vulnerable caption, or something that you think is unqualifying you, but you've just got to get off your chest. Whatever it is, just do it. You can always delete it. I don't recommend it, but you can always archive that baby and pretend like it never happened. Stop treating this app like it is life or death, and like start just putting things out there. Start having fun with it. Start doing those things that you're afraid of doing, okay? Now, my next question is this: are you keeping social media social, or is it just one big marketing pitch, or are you not even posting at all? Are you a lurker? There are lurkers out there that are listening to this right now. This is such a loaded question, right? Like, I want you to be honest with yourself. How are you really using social media? Is it to create genuine connections or build your ego? At the beginning of this show, I said I have the most healthy relationship I've had with social media in such a long time because I am seeing it as this means of community. I am like genuinely excited to post every day. It is so silly. And it's not because I just want to click refresh and see the likes roll in. It's because I want to engage with this community. If you look at my posts, I spend time responding to people. There was a point where I got in my head and I just said, I don't have time for that. I do have time for that because if you are showing up for me, I'm going to commit to showing up for you. So is social media social for you or is it just this marketing pitch where you're posting and ghosting? Are you just scrolling and you're not engaging with people? Are you not responding to comments? Are you just letting those DMs sit? I am not telling you to sit on your apps for hours and hours a day, but I stopped looking at those apps that tell me when to post and I asked myself, is this a good time to post? Do I have 20, 30 minutes to devote to these people that are encouraging me, that are engaging with me? And so I want for you to really look at what that relationship with social is looking like. Because if you tuned into today's episode because you wanted the secrets to double your following, great, great. But what I want the point of this episode to be is that your story matters. You matter. And it's time for you to just have fun with this again, okay? And so I think that there is absolutely a time and a place to sell, but I never want you to forget about creating connection. I never want you to forget that that number under your name, whether it is 100 or 100,000, it represents real beating hearts behind screens that are choosing to follow you, that are choosing to give you influence in their life. You are an influencer. You don't need 10K to be that, okay? And so I want for you to look at how you are connecting. I think that my experiment worked so well because I was devoted to true connection. I wasn't just putting out marketing pitches. I wasn't just promoting things. I was straight up serving and storytelling. And I think that it created this momentum of converting these people who might have been silent followers to be excited about me. And yeah, it is scary to put yourself out there and to be more of a face of something. Yeah, it wasn't all daisies. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about how we combat criticism, but my story matters and I cannot wait to scroll back through my feed a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now and see those images and remember that time with Drew. So my next question is this, and you might get mad at me on this one, but how are you using your stories, your Instagram stories, to share more of your life in your behind the scenes? Along with showing up in your feed, your stories can offer you this opportunity to really show you behind the beautiful, behind the styled photos. I realized that my stories get so much more views and interactions. And I am not somebody that loves to show up on them. I suck at it, honestly, especially when I'm in my everyday life, when I'm working hard, when I'm recording these episodes, when I'm just at home, no makeup on, probably wearing the same thing I wore yesterday. I hate showing up in stories. I'm like, I don't look good. Give me the filters. But when we were in Hawaii, I also challenge myself to do something personal. Like, I mean, not everything you do needs to end up on social media. And so Drew and I recorded all of these little video clips so that we can make a video of our trip. And in doing that, you know, we were sharing more on our stories. And in doing that, we were just creating these connections. People started to root for us. People that didn't know us started to understand us more. You know, video allows you to come to life so much more than just a still image. And so are you showing up in your stories? Are you using them? Because I think there's something so beautiful and vulnerable and authentic about showing up in real time and allowing your followers to feel like they know you even more. And it's easy to get this like lack of confidence to keep you from going live or to keep you from recording yourself, but just start. Like if you want to put makeup on or go to an area with good lighting, that is totally fine. Like that is your prerogative and that is fine. And I get it. I get it. But just show up. Just start to show up. And there's this really cool thing now that you can have featured stories. So anyone can go to my feed and see these stories that we recorded while we were in Hawaii. In real life, we have funny ones. We have marriage ones. We have ones about the podcast. And if you want to know how to create these featured stories, I created a freebie. I'm serving you up all of the things that I can think of that might help you in this endeavor. But if you just go to jennakutcher.com/featured stories, we have a free PDF that walks you through how to create them, how to make pretty images for them. And if you don't want to make your own pretty images, I sell templates in my shop. And so I decided to challenge myself to use these featured stories to really feature us, like real life us, like the messy, the not great lighting, the funny us. And I used to hate stories. I mean, there would be months on end where I wouldn't use them. And now I just like to show up. I feel like I get to like talk to you in a way that isn't possible through just a caption. And it gets easier with time. I've loved the way that it just allows me to be more unscripted and to be the goofy Jenna that I am. Because so many times when I just write very deep. It's just how I show up in that way. And so I get to just kind of show up like, hey, what's up? I haven't showered. All right, great. Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about real life. And so I think what it all comes down to, what this entire experiment, what this growth, you know, what 200% growth in 1 month looked like, what showing up 80% of the time and tripling engagement rates looked like, was that I realized that people are just really craving more personal connections. People want more real life, more humanness. When I am in my picture, it is so much easier to talk from my heart because it's like, yep, there I am. This is what I think. And it also just takes that pressure off of constantly selling and putting your products or your services out and constantly pushing. And it just puts this emphasis on creating a brand, not just a business. Like, I am more than my brand. Jenna Kutcher is more than jennakutcher.com. But in showing up, it allowed me to just really show who the heart is behind all of this hard work. The results are going to follow. Like, even if you post a picture and you feel like it falls flat and nobody cares about you, you're showing yourself that you are worthy of remembering today. You show yourself that you are worthy of being documented. And results don't have to be numbers-based. They don't have to be these tangible things like I'm sharing with you today. I mean, I love numbers. I love numbers, guys. It's weird. It's weird, okay? But I truly just wanted to share this and challenge you to show up. Because when I scroll through and when you guys leave comments and I click to your feeds, I scroll until I find you. I want to know who I am listening to, whose comment was left. I want to know whose face I should visualize when I see what you're selling. And I won't follow accounts when I don't know whose voice is behind them. And so I want for you to show up today, okay? Because the world wants you. Not perfectly styled photos, not minimal decor. All of that is beautiful and great, and it has a time and a place, and I love all of that. But I want you. And I find myself, just look at your activity. When you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, what makes you stop? What makes you double tap? What makes you actually comment? Because you can see it in other people, and you're likely not going to see it in yourself, even when I tell you that it's true and it exists. But I really sincerely hope that this is proof that you should just show up, have fun with social media, experiment with it, and that your story matters and people are craving it.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Gold diggers, what a joy to get to serve you, to get to show up, to get to tell you about all these things. You know, I am an Instagram freak, and if you want more resources, I am constantly creating them. Just go to jkinsta.com. We have so many things there for you to help you in this journey. And at the end of the day, I want for you to remember this is just an app. This is a place for you to tell your story and to use your influence to change the world. JK Insta is waiting for you. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I will see you on the gram. And hey, if you're on there, why don't you comment on my recent post and just let me know if you like this episode. What did you learn? Tell me your takeaways. Truly. Let's do this.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.